Christ or his servant? Question number 7. How do you harmonize gospel workers? Page 44, Part 2. With the Shepherd's Rod, Volume 2, page 240, paragraph 2, presented comparatively, as follows. The messenger is not the Lord himself, he is the one who shall prepare the way for the Lord. The Shepherd's Rod, Volume 2, page 240. Christ, the messenger of the covenant, brought the tidings of salvation. Gospel Workers, page 44. Answer. While on page 44, Gospel Workers applies the title messenger of the covenant to Christ, on page 20 it applies it to Moses. In juxtaposition, these are seen as follows. When Moses was chosen as the messenger of the covenant, the word given him was, "Be thou for the people to God word." Gospel Workers, page 20. Christ, the messenger of the covenant, brought the tidings of salvation. Gospel Workers, page 44. Whereas Gospel Workers applies the term to both Moses and Christ, Christ himself applies it to John the Baptist. He said unto the multitudes concerning John, "But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he, of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. And if you will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come." Matthew 11, 7, 9, 10, 14. As God had made both spoken and written covenants with his ancient people, that he would send them Moses, John, and Christ, they came in fulfillment of those covenants. And each having brought a message, each in his own time was the messenger of the covenant. Nevertheless, the words of Malachi make plain that the messenger of the covenant is, in the strictest sense, Elijah the prophet, Malachi 3:1-5, for 5, the last messenger, who prepares the way of the Lord. See Testimonies to Ministers, page 475. In the last analysis, however, the title messenger of the covenant belongs to the Holy Spirit. For example, 1 Peter 3:18-20 states that Christ preached to the antediluvians by the same Spirit who quickened him. But as he preached by the Spirit, in the person of Noah, not of himself, he thereby unfolded the truth that the Holy Spirit is in all his messengers alike. Thus holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter 1:21. Briefly summarized, the term messenger of the covenant means the Holy Spirit, the invisible Christ in heaven's visible representative, be it Moses, John, Christ, Elijah, or some other.